The Jaguars back on the floor at the Blue Practice Field Friday afternoon. They're ready for the Week 3 matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, inside Everbank Field where the Jags will host the Colts Sunday at 1 o'clock. Wrapped up the on-field work today. Good overcast day to get some work in. A little lower tempo today. No helmets today for the Jags in their final practice. The biggest news of the day, John, is, of course, the injury report, the status for the game. Alan Hearns is probable. Mm-hmm. Cecil Shorts III is probable. That's good news.
Yeah, and they're both maybe a little surprising in the sense that Cecil's had such a problem getting on the field the last couple of weeks. You thought he might be questionable, but obviously practiced limited and practiced well enough to be probable. A bigger surprise, Alan Hearns, who hadn't practiced at all, and it looked like a bad injury on Sunday, he seems to be probable, which sounds like both of those guys will be there.
Another position that is of concern is the tight end spot with Mercedes Lewis out 6 to 8 weeks. News about Clay Harbor today, which could be positive.
Well, he's questionable, and it sounds from listening to Gus like it's 50-50. But talking to Clay in the locker room just now, he seems to think, he said, if it stands now, if he feels this weekend like he felt today, he says he could go out. Maybe not play a whole game, but he says there's things he could do in the game. Good sign for a group of skill players, tight ends, that needs it.
And going back to the receiving as a whole, it's not as much of a doomsday scenario as we first thought early in the week.
And it seemed very doomsday. On Wednesday, you looked at Cecil. He hadn't played in a couple weeks, so you weren't sure what would happen there. Alan Hearns looked out, and then Marquise Lee news on Thursday. Definitely a more positive story about the receivers than you thought you'd be writing on Wednesday.
Well done, John. Busy week. Home opener's here, finally.
Hey, we're on the field. It's time to go, right?
It certainly is. Stay tuned on Jaguars.com all weekend. Jags and the Roundtable coming up Saturday. Live coverage before the kick, 45 minutes before on Sunday. And that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.